Welcome to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis and conversation about the issues that matter most to you and your family. Here now with this week's edition of News in Focus is Chris Long.
And welcome. We're glad that you've joined us for this edition of News in Focus. Today we're going to be talking about the Founding of American Documents curriculum that is being covered right now in the Ohio schools in the 8th through the 12th grade, and that's in the American Government and History standards in Ohio. You're listening to News in Focus, a broadcast of the Ohio Christian Alliance. With me on the phone and talking today is Board Member Al Davis, also known as Live with Pastor Al, his own radio program here each Friday and Sunday evenings as well. Pastor, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good to be with you again.
Well, we have a legislative alert, and actually this one starts at the state school board, and that is 5 years ago we accomplished a great legislative work in that basically strengthening the teaching of the constitutional studies in Ohio schools, namely the founding documents of our nation, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, the Northwest Ordinance, and the Ohio Constitution in the 8th through the 12th grade in what has become known as the Founding of American Documents curriculum. It was Senate Bill 165 that was signed in the 129th General Assembly, passed both houses and then signed by Governor Kasich. And, of course, the Ohio Christian Alliance was leading the way on this for over 10 years. We actually surveyed candidates who were running for office as to where they stood on this legislative effort. And finally, we got the right complement of those serving on the state school board to endorse it, those serving in the Ohio legislature, both the Speaker of the House at that time, Bill Batchelder, and the Senate President, and then, of course, Governor John Kasich, as he was candidate for the governor's office that year, indicated in our annual voter guide that he would support the Founding of American Documents curriculum bill, which then became law as Governor Kasich signed it in 2012. Well, where are we now? Well, this was a great achievement. Let me explain. This guarantees that our young people from the 8th through the 12th grade will learn, again, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, the Northwest Ordinance, and the Ohio Constitution in the Ohio classroom, under American Government and History standards. In fact, this bill, Pastor, what we did was take out one full credit hour of the existing social studies. There was three credit hours for social studies. We took out one full credit hour, divided up one half credit hour dedicated for American government, one half credit hour dedicated to American history. And then, of course, with an end-of-course exam, and that was key to the legislation, our sponsor at the time was Senator Larry Obaugh, who has now become the Senate President. And here comes an effort by the liberals in the Teachers Association, the Ohio Department of Education, and the State School Board to diminish or eliminate what we accomplished 5 years ago. See, folks, it never ends. We must always be eternally vigilant upon our liberty. And so that is the concern that we have right now, is that this effort on the State School Board, with a resolution that they have drafted in which they will be voting on Tuesday, September 19th, in their quarterly board meeting. Now, I will be there in person. Pastor Al, I'm inviting you to come down with me and some others, and I'll be presenting in the public hearing portion of the state school board, basically informing them and giving them a review of why we passed this legislation to begin with and why this curriculum is needed, and that we are making some great gains in the Ohio classroom with the teaching of the Constitution. So the end of course exam is key, because if it's in the test, the teachers will have to instruct on the lesson plans. And so these kids will have to know key questions about the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Federalist Papers. In fact, I saw some of the curriculum today, Pastor. So I was tooling around on some of the websites and looking at some of the tutorial videos, and actually done quite well, obviously geared for young people to capture their attention. But there's actually some good product out there to talk about the very heavy and weighty matters of liberty against tyranny. And that's the whole balance, of course, in the Federalist and Anti-Federalist arguments when we were considering a U.S. Constitution. Your thoughts?
Well, Chris, you're absolutely right. And, you know, people who value liberty, whether it's just religious liberty or just the freedom in society, the liberty that we have in our society, should have a desire to see the founding documents of our country promoted and taught in the schools. In fact, George Washington, while he was serving as our first president of our country, said the education of our youth in the science of government in a republic, what species of knowledge can be equally important and what duty more pressing than communicating it to those who are the future guardians of the liberty of this country? And he also called to promote then, as an object of primary importance, institutions for the general diffusion of knowledge in proportion as the structure of a government gives force to public opinion. It is essential that public opinion should be enlightened. Our first president recognized the importance, even there at the beginning of our country, of the instruction in government to our students, and our students are being deprived of that knowledge. That's a control tactic, if you think about it. Remember back during the Cold War, one of the desires of the communists was to get control of our schools, soften the curriculum, and to control teachers' associations, and to actually belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history. I think they understood the importance of this, and it's a shame that those who should be defending the instruction of American government and history in our schools are calling for the elimination of the teaching aspect of that and the testing aspect of that down in Columbus today.
Well, they would argue and say, well, we're not eliminating it. We're just, we want to combine the test, that it's too burdensome to have a test for American government and American, and then a test for American history. We don't combine them. Well, once you do that, okay, this is the first step. Believe me, if they thought that they could eliminate the test, they would. Case in point, earlier this year, House Bill 49, the state budget bill, not a standalone bill, mind you, but an amendment that was put in by Peggy Lehner, that state senator Peggy Lehner. She is liberal. She is happens to be a Republican chairing that education committee. And at the request of the State Board of Education and the Teachers Association, she put in an amendment that would eliminate testing in the fourth and sixth grades in social studies. This is end of course exam for these students in social studies. Well, that's American government and history. That's the founding American documents curriculum, according to state school board member Sarah Fowler, who I've invited on this program today. She had a conflict of schedule. We'll have her on in a future radio program along with Lisa Woods to discuss this. Now, they're the ones who gave us the alert and saying, hey, they're reviewing the assessments in social studies. They're targeting the American government and history standards, founding of American documents curriculum. You need to be on top of this. You know, 5 years after we accomplished this major achievement, Pastor, I did not know that we would have to fight again. But, you know, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. You know, it was John Adams who warned his generation. He said, a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. You know, folks, it took us 10 years. That's a full decade to get this through the Ohio legislature. That's a lot, hundreds and hundreds of legislative hours and lobbying efforts to convince members of the legislature that this was needed because, Pastor, the exit exams or college entrance exams of the basic knowledge of our Constitution, of our form of government that kids were taking going into college, they had a woeful, low aptitude of understanding the basics of who we are as an American republic and our Constitution. You know, when a nation forgets who they are, that's a very dangerous trend. You know, basically that nation doesn't exist. Let me read the preamble to the Constitution. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Folks, what is at stake is the teaching of our American Republic in the Ohio classroom. We accomplished it in a major achievement 5 years ago. Let's not let it slide during our tenure. Now, what can we do? I first want to direct you to our website, the Ohio Christian Alliance website. Just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. Right there on the front page, you will see the founding documents, and then you'll see the bill signing with Governor Kasich. Just below that, you'll see the instruction to, you can see the state school board members, and you need to email them and phone them and tell them to vote no on this resolution that's being offered. Now, let's read a couple of excerpts from this resolution. This resolution recommends legislative changes to Ohio assessments. Now, they can't make legislation, but they can request the legislature to make the changes on these teaching requirements. And that's where the dangerous trend begins, because they do have some allies in the Ohio legislature. So we need to stop this thing before it ever gets started. Pastor, your thoughts?
Well, you're right, and I appreciate what you're saying and reading from the Constitution there. If we don't value our history as a nation, and if we do not value this amazing form of government that our founding fathers crafted, I mean, they were amazed even when the Constitution came into being, you know, a few years later when you read some of their writings about how marvelously it was working. And I believe it was the hand of God in our country and guiding them in doing that. But if they don't value those and don't think that those are important enough to test on and to ensure that our young people understand that, I think they're violating the very things that our founding documents and our Constitution, even the Ohio State Constitution, that says that religion, morality, and knowledge are essential to good government, and it's the role of the legislature to encourage schools and the means of instruction. And I think they clearly meant in the means of instruction of instructing our children in the religion, morality, and knowledge, that knowledge of our government, of our history, so that we could remain the free people that we are.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, when this bill was presented and heard in both the Education Committee and the Ohio House, and then in the Ohio Senate, you know, once we made our argument for the need for this study and instruction in the founding documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, you know, it had broad bipartisan support. Whether they were representatives that were representing the urban centers of our state or the rural sections of our state, they understood that young people need to understand who we are as an American republic. John Quincy Adams said this, "Posterity, you will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it." You know, the history is replete with examples of the warnings of our founders to not get away from the foundations of who we are as an American republic, to not take that for granted. And yet we see today so much challenge as to who we are as an American republic. That's why this is critical, folks, that you go to our website or go to the state school board website, the Ohio Department of Education. You can go there directly as well, and then you just simply click on the link. But our website has it, which is basically the link to the state school board members. So you want to let Tess Elshoff, she is the president of the state school board, Vice President Nancy Hollister. You can email them and then find your district representative of the state school board. Let them know that you want to continue the American government and history standards as they are, the founding American documents curriculum. You don't want it to be lessened. This supposed resolution that is being offered on Tuesday by liberals on the state school board, here's what it says in one of the excerpts. Eliminate the American government high school end-of-course assessment. Well, Pastor, you know if they get rid of that test, you can all but kiss goodbye the instruction in the classroom. Because if the teacher Absolutely. Doesn't have to spend time educating towards that test, they're not going to spend any time at all. That's what the problem was before 10 years ago, before we got this American Founding American Documents curriculum. They weren't spending any time on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, our founding documents. In fact, what they were teaching was all kinds of liberal and socialism ideas. And so, folks, if you don't think this is important, you know, this is the next generation coming up, so we really need you to engage. Pastor, your thoughts.
Absolutely, and it's our responsibility. If we drop the ball on this, you know, the next generation following, they're not going to know and appreciate the liberty that, our founding fathers have given to us. It's our responsibility, as you said, to be eternally vigilant. It's our responsibility to educate our young people and to hold our legislature's feet to the fire, to remind them it's their duty to do what Thomas Jefferson said, to educate and inform the whole mass of the people, enable them to see that it's in their interest to preserve peace and order, because, as Thomas Jefferson said, they will preserve them. And he also said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. And we need our students to be educated into what made this country great, what made this country unique among nations, and to see the hand of God's blessing on this country and our history. They're both important. A lot more important than some of this common core nonsense that they're putting down our throats, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. We can give you the general phone number. Now, take this down at 614-728-2754. Now, what you want to leave a message is you want American government and history standards to remain as they are currently with the end of course exam requirement. You don't want that to be eliminated. And don't let them trick you, because that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to throw a fast one past people and confuse them. That's how the left always operates. But folks, understand, they will diminish the time in the classroom and take away from what we gloriously achieved 5 years ago. And right now, we are making some real headway. Yeah, you ask your student in your local school district if they are getting instruction in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or Declaration of Independence in American history, and they'll tell you that they are, because they have to test on it at the end of course, and so it's a graduation requirement. That's the genius of the bill that we had passed back in the 129th General Assembly 5 years ago. Every 5 years, the Ohio Department of Education State School Board does a review assessment of the standards. This time it's the social studies standards, about every 5 years. So this is when they're trying to lessen the requirements in the classroom. We got to fight them back now. Then we'll be good for another 5 years at least. That would give this education of the Founding American Documents curriculum a good 10 years in the Ohio schools. That's a great achievement by any determination of note, because that just hasn't been done before. People really did, look, Pastor, when this first passed, you had the Ohio Secretary of State launch a whole platform on his website about it. The Ohio Historical Society did a whole thing with social studies and American government history teachers across the state and tutorials, and they did a big push on this. Everybody was very excited about it. Here we are 5 years in. It's being implemented back in the school districts. In fact, unprecedented, at the legislature, they followed up telling that the districts need to report back to the state school board and the Ohio Department of Education, and they in turn are to report back to the education committees in the House and the Senate of the progress of this implementation of this instruction. That hasn't been done, so they're late in their reporting. They're going to get scolded by the House education chair, I'm told. And so I think the Senate president's ready to do that as well, because he's the main sponsor of this bill when it passed 5 years ago. That's State Senator Larry Obaugh, and State Representative John Adams was our House sponsor. You got to love that the namesake of one of our founders was the sponsor over in the House. He since has retired. State Senator Larry Obaugh is still there. And one of the original sponsors was former State Senator Tim Grindel, who's now a judge in Geauga County. But I told him about this effort to lessen it. He said, boy, it never ends, does it? And I said, no, Senator, it doesn't. So we have to stay on it. And folks, that's what we're talking about right now. So we need your support right now. You're hearing this message. Call your state school board member at this number, 614-728-2754. The operator will let you know. You just tell them where you live. They'll connect you with your state school board member. Basically, you'll be leaving a message. Tell them not to vote for the resolution that does away with the testing requirement in American government and history. but to keep the Founding American Documents curriculum as it is currently. So please do that. That's going to be a big help to us. We're going to be down there on Tuesday. We're going to present in person at the state school board. We've got calls that are flooding into their offices. And then the second line of defense, if this resolution does pass, unfortunately, we don't know which way it's going to go yet Tuesday, but if it does pass, then we're going to focus back on the legislature and just basically tell them, don't even think about it. Right, Pastor? Sometimes you gotta let them know where we stand.
Absolutely. And Chris, I was going to say, if we could get 10 years of our kids learning their history and their government, what a difference that'll make as they graduate and go out into the public sector, won't it?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it basically, people are wondering, why is our young people embracing socialism? Well, that's because that's what they're hearing in the classrooms across the country. That's what they're hearing in colleges. And, you know, that's why there's this big push for socialism, which is the opposite of liberty, which ends up being tyranny. And, you know, so for these young people, and again, we're going to have to go back at them, too, to have them re-implement the test in American government and history in the fourth and the sixth grade. I think legislators are just finding out. You know, Pastor, I talked to one representative. He said, I didn't even know that was in the budget bill. He had voted against the budget bill, but he didn't even know that was in it. It was an amendment snuck in at the last minute under the wire. We didn't know about it, and we're a legislative watch group at the State House until after the fact. And again, that's why elections mean something, ladies and gentlemen, when you have your key members that will alert you to these kind of things that are going on in government. The worst thing you can do is to turn your back on involvement, not get involved, not have your eyes open, your ears open to what's happening as others are making decisions that will affect your life and mine. And that's what's so important about our form of government, is that each person is their individual sovereign under our great Constitution. Pastor, your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. And you know, I would like to add, too, we need to look to God, you know, to give us, just like Benjamin Franklin reminded the Constitutional Convention that they needed to look to God in prayer if they were going to hope to achieve a form of government that would govern a free people. And we need to look to God as well to preserve that government, to preserve that freedom that so many before us have fought and bled and died for. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity to weigh in on this today, Chris.
Well, thank you. And it's really the words of Benjamin Franklin. As a woman approached him as he was leaving Independence Hall after the Constitutional Convention, everybody's waiting outside to see what kind of government we would have. And this woman runs up to him and says, "What form of government do we have?" And he says, "You have a republic, madam, if you can keep it." Well, that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be vigilant, and so we need you to help us out in contacting the state school board members and telling them to retain the Founding of American Documents curriculum. Go to our website, ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance for all the information, the contacts of the state school board, and also the resolution that's being proposed. We'll give you updates in the next days to come. Well, we're going to be at Fremont Baptist Temple this Sunday at 11:30, and that's going to be in Sandusky out of Fremont, Ohio, and we hope that you can join us. We'll be there Sunday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and thanks, Pastor, for joining us as well. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all, so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
I'm Johnette Cruz, and I'm a busy mom. Then a friend told me about TrustBlueReview.com, a new website powered by the Christian Blue Network. She uses it to find trusted Christian-owned businesses. I checked it out, read the helpful reviews, and found a great family dentist. Now I use TrustBlueReview for all my family's needs. For peace of mind, do what I did. Visit TrustBlueReview.com or download their free mobile app from your app store today.
The trusted source for all you do, TrustBlueReview.
Will my kids like this dentist? Can I trust this mechanic? Who's a good choice for my upcoming remodel? I found businesses I can trust from TrustBlueReview.com.
This company rebuilt our deck and renovated our bathroom. I'd highly recommend them to anyone looking to hire an honest contractor.
The best dentist experience I've ever had.
It's now easy to find trusted businesses in my community that have the same Christian values as my family. It all starts at TrustBlueReview.com or download their app in the App Store today.
The trusted source for all you do. Trust Blue Review.
Okay, I do want to make an announcement about an event that's going to happen on Saturday, September 9th, and that is the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children. And there will be an observance at Holy Cross Cemetery. That's at 100 East Waterloo Road. Northeast Ohio Right to Life has invited a number of guests to come and to pray and to hold an observance at 1 p.m. again at Holy Cross Cemetery. It is the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children. I will be there. I will be offering prayers. Our Lieutenant Governor, Mary Taylor, will be there. Other special guests, Pastor Al from Live with Pastor Al here on the station will also be there. And we'll be praying and interceding and, you know, remembering those who aborted children over the Holocaust of abortion in this country. And we'll be praying for the end of abortion. Well, with me on the phone is our good friend, State Treasurer Josh Mandel, and he made news this last week as he launched a faith coalition as part of his campaign for the U.S. Senate, and also made an announcement about his support of doing away with the Johnson Amendment. We'll talk about that. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hey, Chris. Always good to be on.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And, of course, last week was a big week of news around the state of Ohio as you made news with your U.S. Senate run. Explain to us a little bit about the Faith Coalition and what that means to you and to your campaign.
Sure. Well, a serious component of our campaign for U.S. Senate to defeat Sherrod Brown and bring strong values, traditional values to Washington, is ensuring that we have a faith coalition in every county in the state. So we are now the only statewide campaign that we know of, Senate or governor, in the state of Ohio that has a faith coalition of Christian activists throughout the state of Ohio who are helping us to deliver our message in every corner of the state. Right now we have regional chairs, and eventually, you know, we're going to build out co-chairs throughout other parts of the state as well. One of the reasons we're doing this is because I believe very strongly in faith and family. I also believe it's important to protect the Judeo-Christian values on which our country was founded and grew strong. You know, there's a lot of people on the far left who are trying to water down on our Judeo-Christian values, and personally, I believe at this time, we should be doubling down on those Judeo-Christian values.
Well, you know, President Trump has really launched an initiative for the first time in a number of years now. He held the National Day of Prayer observance at the White House in the Rose Garden. I was actually there and was invited guest. It was a great honor. And it was the first time in 8 years that the National Day of Prayer Committee was invited back to the White House. Franklin Graham was there, Tony Perkins, Ann Graham Lotz, who was the chairwoman this year of the National Day of Prayer Committee, and a number of other religious leaders of Christian and Jewish backgrounds, and Orthodox and Protestant and Catholic, were there to observe the National Day of Prayer with the president. And he made an announcement that day in the Rose Garden, and that was that he was signing an executive order to be followed up with possible legislation in the U.S. Congress to do away with the so-called Johnson Amendment. Now, the Johnson Amendment was Lyndon Johnson, named after him when he was in Congress, when literally churches in the state of Texas were giving him a hard time. They weren't in support of him and some of his antics as a politician, and they were letting it be known. Well, he was able to pass what's called the Johnson Amendment, which put restrictions on nonprofits or C3s or churches that were filed with the IRS of tax exempt status, and that they could not speak in a partisan way politically pertaining to endorsement or refraining from endorsement of any political party or candidate. And so that's how things have been run for a number of years. The Ohio Christian Alliance is a C4 organization. We don't endorse candidates. We do give equal opportunity in our forums for each side to be able to present their argument of why they're running for office. But the Johnson Amendment, you're in support of doing away with that. Explain.
Listen, I believe that pastors and priests and rabbis and others who are preaching from the pulpit, these are also American citizens. And just because they are clergy in their church or synagogue doesn't mean that they should have their First Amendment rights stripped from them. They should still maintain their freedom of speech and obviously a freedom of religion. And it's something that seems pretty clear to me that we should allow American citizens to have that uninfringed First Amendment and have a freedom of expression. And so I'm standing strong. This is something, obviously, that President Trump has put forth an executive order, but I believe that the United States House and Senate should make it law.
Well, that's what this nation was founded upon. I agree with you. In fact, my wife and I just had the opportunity and privilege of touring Freedom Trail in Boston, Mass., Old Town Boston, where all the historic trails of Boston Commons, where the great gatherings of the American Revolution took place. Actually, George Whitfield, the great evangelist who would preach up to 20,000 people at a time without the ability to have it broadcast over electronic amplification. Think about that, Josh. He was able to speak to 20,000 people at a time, and they were able to hear him. So that was by the estimation of Ben Franklin, the scientist Ben Franklin. He actually estimated that up to 30,000 people, he did a mathematic equation walking from the point at which Whitfield had begun to speak and out to the perimeter, and he estimated that upwards of 30,000 people could have heard George Whitfield speak. And of course, you know, this the Great Awakening was basically the seeds of the American Revolution, and really came from the church. You know, the churches were very instrumental. In fact, when you walk Freedom Trail, you're walking not just the Common House or the government building, but you're also walking by houses of worship that were very instrumental in our nation's founding and for our the birthplace of freedom. And so the church was very much involved. And I think there are those, I agree with you, that they want to silence the church's voice, and that would be a terrible thing. And it has been over the years. When the church hasn't been able to weigh in on public policy or in the guidance of the nation to give that kind of moral undergirding to a given issue or a situation, it's been a very terrible time for our country. Consequently, the flip of that is when houses of worship, houses of faith have been able to weigh in on public policy, the results have been very positive for our country at large. So I agree with you. I think there are those, in fact, atheist groups, they send out a threatening letter every election cycle. Maybe you've seen some of these. Maybe pastors have presented them to you and saying, look, you know, this is what I receive in the mail. And it's a threatening letter to not distribute voter guides, you know, these kinds of things. And we, in fact, as an organization, we do a nonpartisan voter guide. We're simply surveying the candidates, publishing the results, and kind of like Fox News, we report, you decide. You know, we don't make an endorsement of candidates, but yet still these atheist groups are threatening pastors, threatening churches, and trying to intimidate them from activity. Your thoughts?
Listen, I think there's a lot of people in this country who've perverted a lot of what this nation was founded on, and in my mind, this nation was founded on a freedom of religion, not a freedom from religion. And you know, we should be instilling that into the next generations. And it's something that, you know, we're trying to do in positions of leadership, is make sure that the kids and grandkids of America know that that freedom of religion and that freedom of expression is something that's foundational in who we are as a country, as a nation.
That's exactly right. You know, we can look through our nation's history where, for instance, the abolitionist movement, you know, it began in the church, you know, slavery was evil, that we had to abolish slavery, that we had to get rid of this scorn in our nation. And so those voices were most loudest in the pulpits of our country, you know, largely in the North, but also in the South. There were other voices that were abolitionists against slave trade and against slavery as a practice. We look at the civil rights movement. We look at, you know, Martin Luther King. I mean, the great movement of the nonviolent civil rights movement that Martin Luther King represented, and the houses of worship and faith. You know, they played a large role in what became a great change in this country. And, you know, so these are wonderful examples where the church can speak to public policy and must. And there are other, consequently, there are times when we've been quiet, and unfortunately, great evil has taken place. So let's say the abortion issue. You know, at first, the Protestant church was pretty much silent on the issue of abortion in 1973. Only the Catholic Church was speaking out. But later, it became apparent, people realized this isn't just a form of birth control. This is actually a holocaust of children through abortion through the ninth month. And they realized what terrible mistake we had made, and the court deciding that abortion was legal in the United States. And we're still fighting that battle. We're winning it over in the hearts and minds of young people, but still, as far as legislation, we're making some gains, but we're not there yet. Abortion's still the law of the land in this country. So, yeah, I agree with you, Josh. I mean, this is the opportunity for us to be able to speak to these issues, and some churches still feel restrained by the Johnson Amendment, by the threat of the IRS, and those who would actually use that against the church. Your thoughts?
Unfortunately, you've had people in positions of government who've abused that power and have tried to essentially weaponize it against men and women of faith, and, you know, private sector businesses. You know, we saw that with the Hobby Lobby case, and you know, we've seen that with some other cases. And so, you know, I think we need people in positions of leadership who are willing to stand up, but also stand strong. Because when liberals are attacking, and the media is attacking, and even people in your own party are attacking, you know, you need folks who have a strong backbone and core values, not folks who are going to get wobbly-legged. And, you know, when I get to the United States Senate representing the state of Ohio, I will be guided by strong core values, not a lobbyist directory and, you know, not any political bosses in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I'll just do what's right by the people of Ohio.
You know, what you referenced is so important, because we're talking with State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who's running as a candidate for the U.S. Senate seat next year in 2018 as the Republican nominee. He's hoping to win the primary. It looks like you will have a primary challenge, but it's so important what you're saying, because, for instance, you referenced Hobby Lobby. That case, ultimately, the court had decided, because of a law that was on the books that actually addressed the religious right of conscience and applying to those owners of the company. If that wasn't done in legislation, there would be no court case that would have favored Hobby Lobby, and they would have had the tyrannical view of Obamacare and the order of providing abortifacients and birth control to their employees in contradiction to their religious faith and beliefs. And it was because of legislation that was passed. So, you know, you're spot on here, Josh, that this is an important time. You say, well, we have a window of time now. It's more favorable atmosphere in Washington. We talked earlier about the president calling for the National Day of Prayer and inviting clergymen to come in and welcoming them in the White House. But it won't always be that way. There will be someone else in the office in the next few years. They may not hold the same view, and they may actually have a very arbitrary view about people of faith if it runs in conflict with their public policy. And that becomes dangerous. And if we don't have these things in place and to fall back on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, but also what legislation that reflects that in the Bill of Rights, it does spell trouble in the courts for us, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, that's, you know, one of the reasons why the presidential election was so important, because of the appointment to the Supreme Court, Gorsuch in this case, and very possibly one or two other justices in the next few years. And so, you know, people, writers and journalists and folks in the, you know, who work in the media or work in politics, they were, you know, so surprised that the evangelical Christian base was so strong for President Trump. They shouldn't be. And one of the main reasons is the Supreme Court. And you see throughout our state, the state of Ohio, and throughout the country, you know, evangelical Christians who stood strong for President Trump in the election and continue to. And for many of them, it's because of the importance of the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And the federal judiciary in general. It's not just Supreme Court justices. I mean, it's the district and appellate courts as well.
Well, that's right. And that's where, you know, a lot of the nominees that are hung up right now, and hopefully things will get expedited with the process of approving the president's appointments to the federal bench. We're talking with State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who's running again for U.S. Senate in 2018. Josh, as you're traveling in the state of Ohio and talking with folks, tell us a little bit about your travels right now and who you're meeting with and the kind of conversations you're having.
Meeting with folks all over the state of Ohio. If people want to learn more about me, they can go to my website at joshmandel.com. It's joshmandel.com. We're building a grassroots organization like no one has ever seen in the state of Ohio. We're crisscrossing the state. We're, you know, by the end of this thing, we'll be in all 88 counties, and we're building relationships with, you know, folks across the state of Ohio who want to take their country back. One of the things I'm running on is term limits. You know, there's all these politicians, Sherrod Brown and many others in Washington, who've spent their entire adult life there, and it needs to change. In this election, Chris, I'll actually be 40 years old, and Sherrod Brown will be 40 years in politics. He's been running for office since Richard Nixon was president, and I think it's clear to the voters that you're not going to change Washington with some guy like Sherrod Brown who's been running for office since Nixon was president. And you're also not going to represent our values, Midwest modest values in the state of Ohio, with someone like Sherrod Brown who's voted with Elizabeth Warren 98% of the time. You know, that Massachusetts liberal, Vermont liberal, California liberal style, that's who Sherrod Brown is. And it's just not representative of who we are as Ohioans. So if any of your listeners want to join our cause and join our movement, you know, they should visit our website at joshmandel.com, and we'd love to get people involved. Sherrod Brown's side will have more money. They got a ton of money coming from limousine liberals on the East Coast and the West Coast. And, you know, our support is grassroots support from moms and dads and citizens throughout the state of Ohio.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Josh, for taking time out to join us today, telling us about your faith coalition. We appreciate that and your endorsement of getting rid of the Johnson Amendment. We're fully in support of that and want to thank you for taking time today.
Always good to be on, Chris, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. God bless you, my friend.
God bless.
Again, that's State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who is running as a candidate for the U.S. Senate in Ohio in 2018. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
Will my kids like this dentist? Can I trust this mechanic? Who's a good choice for my upcoming remodel? I found businesses I can trust from TrustBlueReview.com.
This company rebuilt our deck and renovated our bathroom. I'd highly recommend them to anyone looking to hire an honest contractor.
The best dentist experience I've ever had.
It's now easy to find trusted businesses in my community that have the same Christian values as my family. It all starts at TrustBlueReview.com or download their app in the App Store today.
The trusted source for all you do. Trust Blue Review.
Okay, and just want to give a program note. We just had on State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Wanted to let you know that the Ohio Christian Alliance does not endorse or support any political party or candidate, but that we are nonpartisan in that way. But we do provide educational voter resources, voter guides, also voter registration, and candidate forums or public forums for candidates to share their views. So with that, I want to turn to some announcements we want to share with you. This coming Saturday, September 9th at 1 p.m. at the Holy Cross Cemetery in Akron at 100 East Waterloo Road in Akron, there will be the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Children. There is a memorial there at that cemetery for the unborn that the Knights of Columbus had erected a few years back. And our good friend, Denise Leopold of Northeast Ohio Right to Life, is holding an observance. And the speakers include Robin Swoboda, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, State Senator Frank LaRose, Pastor Al Davis, myself, a few others will be joining us. And we encourage you, it's open to the public, to come on out. We'll have an observance at 1 p.m. again at Holy Cross Cemetery in observance of the National Remembrance for Aborted Children. And so that's this Saturday. Also want to share with you that we are working right now. The state school board is trying to do away with what we accomplished 5 years ago. Many of you know the founding of American Documents curriculum, which we were successful after 10 years of legislative work to get through the Ohio State House and signed by Governor Kasich in 2012, has been implemented over the last 5 years in all of Ohio's 88 school districts. Namely, that the teaching in American government and history studies curriculum in state schools include the study of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, the Ohio Constitution, and the Northwest Ordinance from the 8th through the 12th grade. Well, there are liberals on the state school board who are seeking to pass a resolution on their September 18th meeting. I will be there along with others. We will be speaking against this proposal. They're trying to do away with the end of course exam. Well, you know what that means. If they do away with the end of course exam, teachers will not teach the subject matter. It won't be in the testing, and so there won't be any compelling to teach the subject matter. So they're trying to confuse us on this one, folks, but stay the course with me. If we can get past this hurdle, it'd be good for another 5 years at least, because every 5 years they do an assessment of the social studies standards in Ohio. They did a public input period this summer. Many of you did comment. I've been talking with members of the Ohio Department of Education, State School Board, and members of the legislature. Now, they can't pass legislation. I mean, the Founding American Documents curriculum, Senate Bill 165, that was passed in the 129th General Assembly, is the law of the land. But they can try to press upon the legislature, let's do away with some of this unnecessary testing. And right now it seems to be all the rage. Well, folks, we don't want to do away with the requirement of testing for the founding documents of our nation's republic in the Ohio classroom, do we? And everybody said, no, we don't. Amen. And I know that you're with me on that one. So here's what I need you to do. Contact your state school board member, and you have a couple weeks to do this, or you can call the general number, and I'm going to give that to you now, 614-728-2754. Again, the general number is 614-728-2754. 2754. And what that will do, will get you the general number, then ask for your state school board member. Basically, tell them where you live. They'll connect you to a voicemail. Also, you can go to their website, the Ohio State School Board website, and you can find your state representative, representative from the state school board, and email them that you don't want them to change the curriculum standards for American government and history in high school. Join us on the, in this fight, folks. You're going to be hearing more about it. We're going to dedicate next week's program to it in its entirety and have experts coming in and weighing in on this one. Again, we're going to need your help. And so pray with us, work with us to the saving of the constitutional studies in the Ohio classroom, and we need your help. You can also call our phone line at 330-887-1922. That's the Ohio Christian Alliance. Just Google Ohio Christian Alliance, and you'll find our website. More information is there in its entirety about this subject matter. And also, we'll give you the link to the proposal that they have drafted that they're going to vote on September 18th. So we're going to need your help on that one. Well, we hope that you enjoy these broadcasts of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Again, News and Focus comes to you each week at this time. It is aired several times through the week and on other channels as well around the state of Ohio. The listing of those radio stations are listed at our website. If you missed any of today's program, you can download the podcast also at our website at ohioca.org. This is Chris Long. God bless you, and let's be praying for the folks in Florida. Let's pray that that storm moves out to sea. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today.
You have been listening to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. To learn more about the issues that matter most to you and your family, visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Ohio Christian Alliance of Akron, Ohio.